If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows. Your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by She's Birdie. Every woman knows the feeling, that quick glance over your shoulder in a parking lot, the moment you grip your keys a little tighter walking home. That's exactly why She's Birdie created Birdie 3.0, a personal safety alarm designed by women for women. Just pull the pin and Birdie sounds a loud, attention-grabbing siren. We are talking as loud as a jet engine at 100 feet to help deter danger and alert people nearby. And the new Birdie 3.0 is even better. It's rechargeable, includes a built-in flashlight, and features an on and off switch, so it activates only when you want it to. No embarrassing false alarms. It's small, non-violent, travel safe, and easy to clip to your keys, bag, or backpack, so it's always within reach. It's also super cute and comes in tons of colors to match basically any outfit, so you actually want to have it on you, because everyone deserves to feel safer. Learn more and get your Birdie 3.0 today at cheesebirdie.com. Man-made virus watched the millions die. Biggest profit of their lives.
Here's inflation, that's your prize. This is Carmageddon. I lost my manager because of the lyrics and I left my label.
What do they not like about the lyrics?
I wrote it with my music producer Danny Duke last year. Carmageddon is a conversation about all the crazy chaos that's been going on in the world now and in the last 5 years. Like every single line is a punch.
Can you talk about what it's like to be from a tiny rainforest village in far north Queensland?
It's like the country, but in the rainforest. I grew up in nature and with my big sisters and my mom.
You were in New York studying HIV, is that true?
It was like a research thing for HIV and hepatitis. And that was also the year that I discovered my real love and passion for music. I met up with one of Shaggy's producers at the time. He introduced me to a vocal coach, Craig Derry, and it was Craig that really inspired this beautiful self-conviction and this creative journey in me. One night I went to Long Island, met Shaggy and his producer and a couple of other guys working on a record. I was just singing for one of his producers in the studio, and he's like, you have a great voice, you should see this coach. And I did. And after that moment, it was like my whole life changed.
So what do you hope comes out of this?
That's a great question.
Welcome back today to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Today, we have the pleasure of having on Aya May, an Australian singer-songwriter who's also a medical doctor, whose fearless artistry is making waves worldwide. She was raised in a small rainforest village in far north Queensland. Her journey is as unique as it is inspiring, balancing a career in medicine with her passion for music. She's become a vocal advocate for confronting societal issues through her art. Her latest single, Carmageddon, released in November of last year, delves into pressing topics such as political division, media manipulation, and corporate greed. The song's unflinching lyrics led to significant controversy, including the loss of her management contract when she refused to alter her message. Despite these challenges, Carmageddon has resonated with a global audience, amassing over 150,000 listeners on Spotify and breaking into the top 20 on iTunes. In this episode, Aya May shares her personal journey, the experiences that shaped Carmageddon, and how the song's impact has surpassed her expectations. Join us as we explore the intersection of music, medicine, and activism with an artist who embodies courage and authenticity, and she explains why she feels so misunderstood. Aya May, it's so cool to have you here all the way from Australia. Thank you for joining me.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Rachel.
So I want to start with, first of all, you've gone completely viral. Everybody knows your name. But before we get into why you're viral right now, I just want to hear what to me is more interesting is your upbringing and where you're from. Can you talk about what it's like to be from a tiny rainforest village in far north Queensland? What is that all about?
It's hot, it's humid, it's a tiny little town. It was fun. I grew up, it's like the country, but in the rainforest. I grew up in nature and with my big sisters and my mom. And yeah, it was interesting.
Amazing. So how did you go from a little girl there to being someone that had such big ideas and so many things? Like, tell me a little bit about your childhood into like your teen years. What did you want to be? What interests you? Because I know you got into medicine. So tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Yeah, I mean, well, I grew up with my older sisters, and we were on the beach front for a while in this little house. Because back then, you know, it wasn't too expensive to have a house near the beach. And I always wanted to be like a big traveler, and I loved singing, but I never thought I would do it as a job, like a career. Like, I really never had that in my mind at all. I always wanted to do like sport or something like that, or science. And then, I don't know, it was more later in life that I got into music. But like, my sisters were my role models. I always looked up to them. I always was a big dreamer as a little kid, and I always had it in my heart that I'd have an awesome life. And I know I just want to continuously manifest that.
Right. So you obviously went to school for medicine. So did you do that in Australia?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And why medicine? Was someone in your family a doctor, or what made you interested in that?
No one in my family is doctors. I just wanted to do something that would challenge me, and I like science, and medicine's a beautiful job when you can actually help and heal people, and it's rewarding and it gives back. And I wanted something that would really stimulate my brain and also my heart, and science attracted me to that. And I guess at the time, you know, my family ushered me more into the academia rather than the creative pathways. Just, you know, it's more financially secure and all that. So I did go down that pathway, and then I guess the two kind of met each other.
Right. So just a little more on the doctor side, when you decided to study medicine, I understand you really like science, and that was part of your brain that you wanted to be in academia. So did you want to be a certain kind of doctor, or like, how did that path progress, and what kind of a doctor are you now?
I didn't really mind what type of doctor, because I just wanted to work that out as I got older. I love the human body and the brain, and it interests me. Now I'm more into holistic medicine. So I love nutrition and I love natural healing, and I'm finding myself more and more in that area, in that space, like in a wellness sense, which I really love.
Right. But I read somewhere that you were in New York at some point studying HIV. Is that true?
Yeah, I was. So I was a med student and I went to New York for a year, and it was like a research thing for HIV and hepatitis. And that was also the year that I kind of discovered my real love and passion for music in New York.
Okay, well, tell me about that. What made you get into music there?
Yeah, it's a funny story. I mean, I started doing a few cover songs back in med school, just as like a low-key whatever thing for my friends. And my friend Grace bought me a microphone and it was this little condenser mic. And it was nothing serious. It was very much a hobby. And then I went to New York and I met up with one of Shaggy's producers at the time, just out in the city one night, you know, in New York, anything goes.
Yeah.
And he introduced me to a vocal coach, Craig Derry. And it was Craig that really inspired this beautiful self-conviction and this creative journey in me. And I also watched all these other amazing musicians and singers and rappers and soul singers sing and perform in New York. And I was so inspired that I just knew there was something building and brewing in my heart and my soul. And I just knew that I had to follow that.
So tell me about performing at Shaggy's house. I know that there's a story there.
Yeah. So one night I went to Long Island and met Shaggy and his producer and a couple of other guys working on a record. And I was just singing for one of his producers in the studio, and it was just, yeah, laid back. And he's like, "You have a great voice. You should see this coach." And I did. And after that moment, it was like my whole life changed.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by HealthyCell. HealthyCell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. HealthyCell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. HealthyCell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. HealthyCell. Reach your potential.
So explain that though, like what, so you're doing medicine, you're there for your, is it an internship or what were you in New York for exactly?
It was like a research year.
Research year. Okay. So, and then all of a sudden you're in Long Island, you're hanging out with all these celebrities, you sing for someone and they're like, yeah, you should pursue this. Did you drop the medicine or was that your day job where you were making money? Like explain that a little bit.
Medicine, I wasn't making any money. So I was like, super broke, took out a student loan, like, you know, doing all the things, living in like my bedroom was a lounge room with a curtain, you know, like the typical New York thing, but I didn't care. Like, I just wanted to be there. And like, I was so grateful to be there. I was this little, you know, rainforest girl there in this big, amazing city. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the more I did music, the more I realized like medicine is kind of becoming less prominent, but still there. But I was trying to balance the both. And I could at the time because I was a student. I was researching, you know, more in the day, and then I was doing all the music in the nighttime, and I was making it work.
Right. Okay. So explain then how we come to Carmageddon. Did you write this on your own?
Yeah. So Carmageddon, I wrote it with my music producer, Danny Duke, last year. Mm-hmm. He's a legend. So we're in Sydney. We wrote it in like a day or two, finessed it, and we didn't really plan on anything like Carmageddon. We kind of just saw it as a fun day and then wanted to speak about all the stuff going on in the world and all the crazy stuff. And then all of a sudden it kind of, you know, just elaborated. And then we're like, oh, this song's actually cool. And I thought maybe I will release this first. And given that it's right after the US election, I think this is a cool time to drop it. Mm-hmm. And I already had a whole like catalog of music made from, you know, a year or two or three before that. which I still haven't released and I'm excited to release.
Right.
Yeah, it's just one of those really nice, fun, organic stories, Carmageddon.
Right. So wait, up until that moment, you hadn't really released music. You weren't, like, explain where you were in your music history at that point. You had written stuff, but you hadn't, like, put out albums.
I had put out a few singles with a record label in Australia. Okay. Carmageddon is my first independent release, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, a few things happened, you know, changing managers, left my label, you know, a bit of drama, all that stuff that can kind of happen in the music industry. And then COVID and then working as a doctor is all just, you know, amalgamating in the last few years while I was also working on music. And then Carmageddon was the first track where I was like, well, I lost my manager because of the lyrics and I left my label. And,
you know, I'm like, what do they not like about the lyrics? Because I have the lyrics here in front of me and I was trying to figure out which lyrics. Was it about the COVID?
I honestly don't know what he thought about that, but it was more like the Israel-Palestine stuff, which kind of evolved into like just not nice things, threats and just stuff coming from him where I had to shut it down and just step away from it because it's quite toxic. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know if he thought of everything as a bit crazy or just those particular parts.
What if your morning coffee could actually change lives? With Thriver's Coffee, it does. Thriver's Coffee is more than just a premium, organic, fair trade certified roast. Every sip directly supports Deliver Fund, a nonprofit dedicated to ending human trafficking. 100% of the proceeds go towards the fight against human trafficking because no one should be bought or sold. And at Thriver's, they don't just care about people, they care about the planet. Their coffee pods are 100% compostable, organic, and nitrogen flushed for ultimate freshness. A better cup, a better world. Join the movement one sip at a time. Visit thriverscoffee.com to order your today and use the code DRINKTHRIVE for a discount on your orders, exclusively for being a listener on our podcast. Again, that's thriverscoffee.com to order yours today. All right. So for people that are listening that don't know this story at all, just explain your song, your single Carmageddon, what it means to you, what it talks about, so that people can, we're going to play it, you know, at the beginning and the end of our interview, but I just want people to understand what you were talking about in the lyrics.
I would say Carmageddon is a conversation about all the crazy chaos that's been going on in the world now and in the last 5 years. It's just like every single line is a punch where it's not taking a side and not asking you to take a side left or right with, you know, dividing each other further, but just questioning the narrative and all the stuff that we've been dragged through in the last few years and bringing awareness and light to these topics for us. Like, you know, in the chorus, I say man-made virus, and then I talk about Balenciaga and the left and right side of politics and division.
Right. Yeah. A lot of it. I mean, listen, it's summarized to me in the paragraph that says, welcome to the chaos of the times. If you go left and I go right, pray we make it out alive. This is Carmageddon. I mean, that's kind of the thing. Everyone in the world is split, at least in America, you know, you're in Australia, but it seems that everyone is taking a side. You cannot hear the other side, you know, and everybody's angry with each other. And you talk about so many different things from gender, guns, religion, abortion, all these things that, you know, Palestinian or Israel, like all the stuff, the COVID, Kim, Kanye. I don't understand why that would be too controversial because it's all the stuff that's really happening. So the fact that it's controversial, I guess, was a good thing for you besides losing your manager because you went viral, right?
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know why it's controversial because it's just talking about what's actually going on and what we're all thinking. But right. Some people are, you know, not okay with that.
Right. So what's happened in your life since you released this album or this single?
A lot. It's just an everyday hectic day of stuff going on. It's at the moment, it's just my producer and I now, we're the whole team, with some awesome videographers on board and friends supporting, but now that I don't have my label, I stepped away from my major label. I don't have my manager. It's just us two trying to figure out what to do and raise funds and spread the word and get the song out there. So every day, you know, like I'm doing like 15-hour days plus. I'm also still working as a doctor half the week. So it's definitely been a journey, but such a beautiful one and a chaotic one, but a great one.
So what do you hope comes out of this?
That's a great question. I believe that everything that's, you know, generally meant to be will be in my life. And I really focus on trying to manifest that and stepping in that trusting the process space. But I hope this song gets around the world because I really believe in the lyrics. They came from a real place in my heart. And I think it does spark a good conversation for people and maybe to consider that we're not all so different and that unity does give us strength. And I think it adds truth and light to the world. So I would want it to get out there. Like, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I personally think it's a great song. So I'm just curious about you because I'm sure a lot of these interviews are about the song and your political views and your views in general and all sorts of things. But like, tell me a little bit about you. I mean, I think it's fascinating that you're a doctor half the week and then trying to be a musician the other half of the week. But you also have this really interesting style. Like what, tell me about your hair and people that are listening can't see you, but you have the, what would you call this? You have these two like ponytails on the top of your head.
They're like 1940s, 50s kind of modern day rolls. I don't know.
Oh, is it a roll? That
it's a roll. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. And what inspires you? Like what's your style all about?
I like feminine stuff and I'm also a tomboy. I love clothes, but I also don't love clothes. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a pretty easygoing, chill girl. But like, I like stepping into my girly side and my womanly side, but I also just love like taking it easy and not focusing too much on that as well. The style's fun and it's different. Right. It's fun when you dress up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's say you have a choice between medicine and music. Which one are you going to pick?
Right now, I'm going to pick music.
Really?
Yeah.
And so in your medical world, though, like what you said you're into holistic stuff. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I love looking at the body. That's part of the system with the mind and the spirit and what we're eating.
And do you have private clients or you work with a hospital or what do you do?
Yeah, private patients at the moment.
And they come to you for what exactly?
All types of different things. There's a lot of mental health, a lot of chronic pain. There's a lot of natural healing. All kinds of stuff.
And then in the music world, I mean, when you're doing these interviews, I'm curious, are people asking your opinions of things just because you wrote this one song and it's made such a statement? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is like, you know, you're a well-rounded person. You've been to all these places. You've lived in New York. You've hustled in New York. You've lived in a rainforest. You've lived in Australia. You're a doctor. You know discipline and you've studied. But just because you wrote this one song that seems controversial doesn't mean that you like think about these things all day and this rules your world. I mean, I think you were just very astute to be able to put it into words, put it out there. But then you could move on to the next song and it could be about something totally different. Am I right in that? Or are you stuck on this exact song and Carmageddon?
No, you're exactly right. And I love writing about a lot of issues. As long as it's true to me and authentic and real, I don't care what it's about. You know, I wrote Carmageddon because these are the times that we're in and these are the current things that are going on. But a lot of my songs aren't about this stuff. A lot of it is about other things that, like heartbreak and pain and your best friends and grief, you know, like it's not all about this stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything coming up that we should know about so people that are more interested in your other things can see or download?
Yeah, I've got an acoustic version of Carmageddon coming out and I'll have new songs as well because I've got a lot in the bank that I love. So there'll be stuff.
Amazing. And what else, what's on your bucket list in the future?
Oh, I really just want to, I really want to travel and I want to head back to the US soon for a while and just spend more time with my best friends around the world and just more time writing and yeah.
Are you actually getting booked to sing the song anywhere?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, wow. And how is that? Like, do people know the words yet? You know, like singing along?
Yeah, they do actually. Some of them know better than me.
Oh my God. How does that feel as a young artist, like that people like are coming to see you and what is that like performing?
I just feel super grateful to be able to do that and to be able to affect people like that and give something special to someone and create. Like, I love creating music. It just brings me so much joy. And if I can do that as my career, that is such a blessing. And I want to make sure that somehow I make sure I give it back to others as well.
Right. I hear you. And then have you ever like spoken to Shaggy again? And does he realize that you're the girl that was at his house?
I don't think he does. I should hit him up.
Yeah, probably. Don't you think? All right. Well, if people are interested in changing their careers, like kind of you did, or juggling some and want to do something that breaks boundaries and can be really, you know, challenging to people's views, like what would be your biggest piece of advice or the biggest misconception about what that's like?
I just think follow your heart, and it knows. Your intuition is powerful. Don't underestimate it. And many times I underestimated mine. If you feel that calling, like go for it and don't worry about the future. The future will unfold as it's meant to for you.
Amazing. If people want to hear more about you, write you, where can they find information about you?
Well, I'm on all the socials. So Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Can go to there and connect with me.
Amazing. I really appreciate your time. Good luck to you. And I wish you the best.
Thanks so much, Rachel. It's good connecting.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled M-I-S-S, understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit WeFeedRaw at WeFeedRaw.com to get started today.